Well, Coach, some sad news here in Hobbs. Of course, you've resigned your position as the head basketball coach at Hobbs Eagle High School. Of course, the best program around the state of New Mexico. 13 years as the lead guy in the helm, and also 5 state championships. And give us a little bit of idea of why you're going to move on to different pastures.
Well, you know, Ty, this is a decision that I obviously, you know, and let a lot be known, but I've been thinking about it for the last 2 or 3 years. Actually, I started really thinking heavy about it after my 10th year when we won our 5th state championship. I was really, you know, I was looking at a situation where I was thinking, you know, there's just not a whole lot else I can accomplish here. And, you know, but I just had such a burning drive and desire to still coach. I just wasn't ready to give it up yet. And then, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, you know, the last 3 years since we've won the last state championship, we won 21 those last 2 years. Then this year here took a lot out of me. I mean, we just had a lot of bad breaks, lost a lot of tough games. And, you know, Ty, it's just, you know, I've been in this business for 36 years, and I still have a tremendous desire still to coach. And, I you know, I go pedal to the metal. I mean, I'm not one of those that just lays back. I mean, it's floor, you know, I've got it floorboarded. And, you know, I'll just be honest with you. The job here is really one tough, tough job. And, you know, I don't think people realize just really how hard it is until you step into the shoes of this job. And just the course over 13 years, Ty, it's wore me out. It really, really has. I mean, I just everything that goes along with it, you're in a fishbowl, and I've just wore myself out with this job.
But just so the public knows, no force out in terms of win-losses. I mean, a guy with the 5 state championships.
No, it's not that. Not that at all. It's just something that I've been thinking about for some time. And you know, I gave it all spring, kind of looking at the situation of what we had and what I was able to give. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a tough, tough job. And I just didn't feel I had enough in me to continue to pursue this job the way you need to pursue it to be success with what the expectations are as a Hobbs Eagle.
Coach, any big highlights from you over the years? Of course, with 5 state championships, I'm sure there's a lot to pick of, but it's pretty nice to be in a place where there's a lot of talent all the time.
Well, it has been. You know, I guess, you know, if we're looking basketball-wise, obviously my first year coming in, taking over for a legend and going undefeated, I mean, that's a storybook. That's a storybook in itself. I'll never forget. I had some people say, you know, and they had an editorial that said, "Coach Gilmore, give him a chance. You know, all we expect for him is average 90 points a game and win a state championship." And I upped him one on that, Ty. We averaged about 95 a game, won a state championship, and we went undefeated. And you know, so I guess that's one of the first things most gratifying there. And then just I guess winning the 4 in a row and how we did it in dramatic fashion. I mean, but we've been very fortunate with each and every championship we won. It could have gone either way. I mean, we could have easily lost them in a semifinal game. And just the excitement of having 8,000-9,000 Hobbs Eagle people up there at the state tournament in the pit. And then of course, the last one that we won and it beating Clovis in dramatic fashion the way we beat them. I guess those are some of the things that I look back on and just think of just what an amazing time it was.
Coach, any words to the 6th man in Hobbs? Of course, you mentioned something about the fans already, but of course, they're a driving force behind this program and sometimes put a little bit of pressure on the coaches.
Well, they do. But, you know, like I was telling the media, Ty, that, you know, what makes the job so good is what also makes it so tough. I mean, the expectations are so big that I think that sometimes it pressures the kids up to play better. At the same time, I think it hurts them to a certain degree. And I just think, you know, there's no better fans than the Hobbs Eagles, you know, the 6th man, and I appreciate the support that they give me through the year. But I think there's coming a time, a point where I think Hobbs needs to take a step back and look and get realistic with things. It's just not the same as what it used to be. I mean, kids are driven in different ways now. There's too many outside forces pulling those kids to just play sports and play basketball. And there's just a lot of things that are different now than what it was 13 years ago when I got here. And I just think I just have asked the 6th man to continue to support. They need to get out here and support the new guy and be positive with these kids.
Coach, the future for Russ Gilmore as he continues on with his career?
Well, you know, I'm going to look for another coaching job. As I said, I still have a burning desire to coach. I just don't have one here. And I'm going to, you know, as long as I think, you know, sometimes if you move on, change is good. Change is good for a lot of reasons. It's good for the coach. It's good for the program. And you know, I think if I can get to the right place, that I might be able to go another 8-10 years. So, you know, we'll look at that. And, you know, if I don't find what I want, then I've had the opportunity to stay here and can stay in the system as a teacher. So, you know, those are just things I'm going to look at. It gave me a little bit of time to kick back and relax and enjoy and not having the pressure on me for a while. I look forward to that. I look forward to being able to spend more time with my wife, spend more time with my family, spend some time with my grandkids that I just hadn't been able to do. So I really look forward to that as well.
Finally, Coach, any endorsements for your assistant coaches? I know pretty strong staff you've had over the years.
Oh, really, really so. You know, Vince has been very, very loyal. I mean, he's an old Hobbs Eagle, and he's given his heart and soul into it. He's been my right-hand man for 13 years, and he's been here, I don't know, 17, 19 years or something like that, and I'd like for him to be considered. I have no idea what direction they'll be looking at, but I would like for them to consider Vince.
Any other coaches too you might want to mention?
No, I can't think of it. I really don't. That'll be their job to do that. That's not my job. Like I said, I've loved my staff that I've had here, and like I said, Vince has been my right hand man all these years, and hopefully they'll give him a look.
Well, Coach, I wish you all the luck, and I'm sure Hobbs Eagle fans are pretty happy you've been around as long as you have with those 5 state championships and just the program on the up and up, just like Coach Tasker did years ago.
Okay, I appreciate you, Ty. Thank you.